This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and it's that time of week where we like to welcome into studio, usually, Russ Collins. He is the executive director of the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor, and he's my co-host for Cinema Chat. But for the past several months, we've been doing this remotely, and for at least a little while longer, we're going to continue that way. Good to talk with you again, Russ.
Good to talk with you, David. I hope this beautiful morning finds you well.
It does indeed, and we waken to some good news with looking like the Michigan Theater is going to reopen soon.
Well, we're waiting for the governor to make final rulings, but we're gearing up to do some preliminary opening of the theater on the weekend of the 10th, just to test out our systems, and then if things go well there, then we'll either open on the 17th or the 24th, again, pending final approval and opening of stage five.
Right.
That would include theaters. So, but we're gearing up for it. We've got social distancing marked. We've got sneeze guards designed around all the places where customers are interfaced with staff. And thought very carefully about how to make the social distancing work in all of the theaters. The capacity will be severely reduced, but we hope that if folks are interested in coming out for a movie, they're going to come on out, enjoy great films, and feel safe doing it.
I've seen some theaters where they've put minions in seats to create that social distancing. Others have put plants in chairs, you know, to create the separation. Yours are just going to be, what, taped off?
Taped off and also controlled by our ticketing system.
Right.
So,
okay.
We'll get it all supervised as well. And then the routes in and out of the theater have been carefully thought through, and all of those good things. So we can, if you're comfortable going out to eat, you should be comfortable coming on into a theater. It's a similar kind of distancing program that we're doing.
Well, what's happening this week?
Well, we've got our usual popcorn on Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday, and you could walk up. You need to order your popcorn or other concessions by 3:00 on Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday, and between 5 and 7, you can come on up and get them. You can also get Michigan Theater swag if you want, a sweatshirt or a coffee mug or any number of things. But popcorn is the popular thing, and so go check that out.
Very good. Now, that will be with the exception of July 4th weekend, right?
Correct, yeah. So this weekend, next weekend, the 4th of July weekend, we're actually not going to be open, and then the following week we will as well. We're also very happy to present an American Film Institute special presentation of Spike Lee talking about Do the Right Thing, which is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
It was released in the late 1980s and was quite controversial at the time, which seems weird in hindsight because it's just a brilliantly made film about race that's set in Brooklyn in the Bed-Stuy neighborhood. And it is well-acted, well-scripted, the material is well-presented and very compelling performances by everyone in the cast. So it's going to stream for free, courtesy of Universal Pictures, on digital platforms between June 22nd and 29th. And then there'll be a Q&A with Spike Lee on Thursday the 25th, which is today.
Definitely looking forward to that, yes.
And also Elizabeth Moss is going to do a live Q&A with the director, Josephine Deck, for the movie Shirley, which is about Elizabeth Moss's character, who's a writer, and she writes kind of creepy books, and some creepy things happen, and she's responsible for some of those things. Her character is a difficult type of character. But Elizabeth Moss is an extremely compelling performer. The film has gotten good reviews. Shirley will play on June 27th at 7:00, and you can take part in the Q&A that features that. So check the Michigan Theater website. There is a charge for that one, but it is it's a really fun film that you can check out and get a live interaction with Elizabeth Moss and director Josephine Decky.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Russ Collins, my partner in this little endeavor we do. And one of the other endeavors that Russ and his wife, Deb Pollock, and son, Alan, take part in is Cocktail Cinema. What's coming up on that?
Well, we've got this. We're into the 1990s. We've been counting down the decades. Last week We did the 80s with The Big Chill and Heathers, and this week we're doing Clueless and The Big Lebowski.
I love The Big Lebowski.
So you can imagine that there will be White Russians served as part of the cocktail.
Well, the dude abides.
Yeah, absolutely. And those are on Tuesdays from 7 to 8:30. Between 7 and 7:30, we get cocktail instructions from Alan Collins, who's the bar artist at Paisano. He's also the sommelier there. His biggest job is as a dad. He's got a seven-month-old son, and he's a primary caregiver for that young man, who we're very excited about.
Mm-hmm.
But again, this is on Tuesday, 7 to 7:30 will be the cocktail instructions, and then the film discussion will be 7:30 to 8:30. You need to watch both films on your own, whether you've got a DVD or maybe some people even have a VHS of both of these, but you can get them via streaming as well. So watch Clueless. And The Big Lebowski, and then...
And then what were the popular cocktails in the 90s? What is he going to be putting together for you?
Well, he'll be... He's working on that, but we're going to insist that he does White Russians. Those are in The Big Lebowski. It's his drink. It's
only makes sense, drink. Right.
Yeah. We've also continuing with this mindfulness bundle. We have a documentary on mindfulness, the mindfulness movement. And then our in-house filmmaker and tech director... Jared Van Ack created a really meditative and wonderful film called The Motion of Stillness.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but all the reviews are great.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's a film about the snowstorm that we had on April the 15th, then he wrote a score to put it all together, and it has a lot to recommend it. So go check that out. And that's going to be playing all week. So and there's a special price to get both things.
Tell me about Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah, absolutely. Ella Fitzgerald, Just One of Those Things. It's a documentary that traces the story of Ella Fitzgerald's life, and it explores her music and the sound, which is significantly the soundtrack of the 20th century, a tumultuous century to be sure. There's a Q&A on Sunday at 7 o'clock, Sunday, June 28th, but this starts streaming tomorrow.
I think Jessica Webster is already sitting in front of her television waiting.
I would imagine so, and she might even highlight a couple of Fitzgerald tunes on her show this weekend. And Kinshasa Makambo is a selection that we chose for Cinetopia, but since Cinetopia has been postponed, but we like the film so much that we're playing Kinshasa Makambo. And that's it's about the 1915 president of the Democratic Republic, Joseph Kabila. He sought a constitutional amendment that would allow him to be reelected president for a third time. And it's a documentary about the resulting demonstrations and changes that were made there.
Sounds also like someone we may know.
Yeah, absolutely. Good point. The Last Tree is directed by Shola Amu, and it's a semi-autobiographical film of Fermi, who's a child played by a wonderful young actor, the British beau of Nigerian heritage. Who, after being fostered in a rural Lincolnshire, moves to the inner city in London and lives with his birth mother. So that's a compelling family drama with lots of tension and good drama built into it. One Small Step Shorts. This is a collection of shorts that are done by the folks that do the Academy Awards shorts every year, Shorts TV. So there's going to be a lot of really great short films that you can tune in to on Friday. And short films, there are literally tens of thousands of short films that are made, and this is a selection of the very best, the type of thing that you see at the Academy Awards Best Short Film. So go check that out. Aviva is presented again by Cinetopia Film Festival and the Ann Arbor Jewish Film Festival. And director Boaz Yankin, it's a dreamy film with choreography from a former member of the Israeli dance company, Bathsheba Dance Company, who's performed here in Ann Arbor. And it tells the story of the tireless, universal, and yet up-to-moment a drama that goes on in the story of Aviva. Pioneers of Queer Cinema is another film that's
It is Pride Month, yeah.
That's right. And there are three restored films from the early days of queer cinema. So go check that out. Black Voices, Black Filmmakers continue with Toni Morrison's The Pieces I Am, I'm Not Your Negro, Blue Street, and Just Mercy, which is, again, streaming for free. We got a lot of films left over from last week that people really liked, the Quarantine Cat Festival in particular. Another WEMU listener favorite, Mama Africa, Miriam Makeba, a documentary about that wonderful, wonderful musician. There's lots of other stuff, the Met Opera, Arid Film Series, National Theater Live, and go to our website and check out all the programs, and hope to see WEMU listeners at Cocktail Cinema on Tuesday.
It is all going to be fun, and we will continue to look forward to the reopening of the Michigan State Theaters in downtown Ann Arbor. For Russ Collins, I am David Fair, and thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from our own virtual Hollywood.